to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages on the topic of fathers. So get close to your radio and have your Bibles ready to turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11 as we take a look in the book.
It's because my husband was too weak to fight the devil. He was too weak to fight the enemy. Because the enemy made him disabled, now he's going to disgrace him. Oh, do you see how the enemy, he don't stop, ladies and gentlemen, just disabling a man or disgracing a man, but he wants to discourage these men. Notice here in verse number 3 and 4, it says, and the elders of Jabesh said unto him, give us 7 days reprieve, that we may send messenger unto all the coast of Israel. And then, if there be no man to save us, we will come out to thee. Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Saul and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and done what? They lifted up their voices and wept. See, what the enemy wanted to do was discourage the men. See, you're not going to feel good about yourself when the devil done disqualified you from service. You're not going to feel good about yourself when you got a disability, when you can't do what you ought to do. As a result, you're going to be discouraged, but not only that, even though help is going to be discouraged. Notice, when the people heard about these men's situation, what did they do? They didn't jump up and run over there and help them. They started crying. Because that's what the average person do. When they hear bad news about somebody, they just cry along with you. See, the devil knows if he can discourage you and then discourage those that would help you, then he got you. See, he's not going to just stop at disabling you and disgracing you and discouraging you. He's out to destroy you. That's what he wants to do. He was trying to destroy these men sooner or later. He was going to end up destroying. How many of you know, ladies and gentlemen, that that same spirit of Nahash is still around today? How many of you know that old snaky spirit is still around today? We got an enemy loose, just like they had an enemy loose. We got an age-old enemy called Satan. Matter of fact, he first showed up in the Bible in Genesis chapter 3 as a what? As a snake. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Do you see, ladies and gentlemen, his strategy still hadn't changed. He was a snake back then, and he keeps showing up as a snake now. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that he's also called a devil. Do you know what the word devil means? Accuser of the brethren. The word Satan means he's an adversary. He's the one who opposes God. You know you're doing the work of God whenever the devil shows up, because he shows up to oppose the work of God. And he's still out to do the same thing that he done to those men back then. He want to do the same thing today. What is I'm talking about? He wants to disable men today. Did you hear what I said? He want to make men where they are disabled, not physically, but disabled spiritually. Did you hear what I'm saying this morning, men? The devil is on your trail to make you become a disabled man where you can no longer be used in the service of the Lord. He want to disqualify you. Because if God can't use you, then nobody can use you. If you're no good to God, you won't be no good to yourself or nobody else. What is I'm talking about when he says disabled? He wants you to be a man that's not able. That's what we're talking about. He wants you to be a husband that's not able. He wants you to be a father who's not able. He wants you to be a church man. Yeah, go to church, but you're not going to be able to do what you're supposed to do in the church. He wants you to be a man that's not able. See, what's the problem with the average man? He done lost his vision. Oh, yeah, vision. See, the Bible says without a vision, the people perish. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to blind you where you can't see the things of God. Or you can't even see the things of the enemy. He don't want you to see when the enemy is trying to attack you. That's the problem today. That's why you can talk to a man and talk to a man, but the man can't see it. You can try to get him. You don't need to do this. Don't need to. But he can't see it. What? Satan has blinded him. He has took his spiritual vision. And when a man done lost vision, he's just like a general without a battle plan. When a man done lost vision, he's like a sailboat without a sail. When a man done lost vision, he's just like a rowboat without any paddles. When a man done lost vision, he's just like a gun without any bullets. When a man done lost vision, he's blind. And Jesus says that's like the blind leading the blind. Both of them gonna fall in the ditch. But the devil, he don't want to stop right there just making you disabled. The devil wants you to be a disgrace. Oh, yeah, his strategy hadn't changed. See, what the devil want to do, he want to come into your house and divide and conquer. Oh, yes, he do, ladies and gentlemen. He want to put the man over here and the woman over here. In other words, he want to isolate you in your own house, where you feel like you by yourself in your own household. He want to put you over here. He want to put the woman over there. And he want to beat up on that woman. He want to make her work 2 and 3 different jobs. And then he want to get your kids on drugs. He want to make your daughter into a prostitute. He want to lock up your children and give them some time in prison. 5 years, 10 years, 25 years, life in prison. And while they sitting in prison, they feel like I'm in this prison because of my daddy. The little girl, I'm a prostitute because of my daddy. I'm on these drugs because of my daddy. And the lady, I'm going through what I'm going through because of this man, this so-called man in my life. They want to make you to blame. It ain't no accident that they are blaming the men's today, because that's the strategy. Oh, I know what I'm talking about today. Don't you remember, even in Job's case, remember after he done lost everything he had, the wife said, you ought to just curse God out and die. Why, she didn't curse God out. Because she felt like he was part of the blame. He want to disable you. He want to disgrace you. But he want to discourage you. He wants you to be feeling so bad about yourself, where your whole world done came down on you. And you just having a little pity party all by yourself. And when you having a pity party all by yourself. You're sitting on your, you're sitting in the corner like little Jack Horner. Ain't even got no pumpkin pie there. And the only people that you can attract is people just like you. So if you discouraged, then you're going to attract people that's discouraged. If you disabled, then you're going to attract people that are disabled. If you are disgraced, then you're going to attract people that are disgraced. And so all of the disabled, disgraced, discouraged people, they just standing around talking about their own problems. Oh, go to South Dallas today and look up under the shade tree. All the brothers, they're over there having a beer party. Woe is me. Everybody's talking about the same problem. They ain't talking about no new problem. They're talking about the same old problem. As a matter of fact, when they even show up with one another, they say, "What's going on, bro? What's going on?" Same old, same old, same old, same old. See, they done fell into the trap of the enemy. The enemy said, I don't have to worry about them. Let me see, can I go back over here to the church and get some more of these good church men? See, can I disable them? See, can I disgrace them? What their wives don't even want them no more. Their children don't want them no more. Get out of here, man. If you saying that, you just done fell into the trap of the devil. The Bible says two is better than one. So when you kicking your help out, Lord have mercy. Who gonna help you when the devil jump on you with all fours? Don't fall into the strategy of the enemy. As a matter of fact, you don't have to take the devil's mess. I say you don't have to take the devil's mess. Why is that? Because help is on the way. You don't have to take his mess. They didn't have to take his mess right there. You know why they didn't have to take his mess? It's because help was on the way. Two things right quick. They didn't have to take his mess because the Lord's army was on the way. Did you hear what I said? I say the Lord's army was on the way. When you look at this text, the Bible says here in verse number 8, that there was 300,000 men from Israel and then another 30,000 from Judah. 330,000 men in the Lord's army showed up to help this one little bitty town. See, this little town thought they was by themselves, but there was thousands and hundreds of thousands of men that came to their rescue. In the same way, ladies and gentlemen, men, you may feel like you by yourself, but you're not by yourself. Help is on the way. Just like God had an army back then for the men back then, God has got an army today. It's an army called the church, and God has raised up a church, and he has strategically place them all over the world. So I don't care where you go, you can bump into a child of God to let you know that you don't have to take the devil's mess. Help is on the way. I don't care if you go to China, you'll bump into somebody who knows Jesus in China. Help is on the way. You can go to Russia and somebody there in Russia will tell you about Jesus. Help is on the way. I don't care where you go, God has got some pastor out there. God has got some teacher out there. God has got some preacher out there. God has got some deacon out there. God has got some child of God out there. Help is on the way. So you don't have to bag up. You don't have to shut up, but you can speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to give up your vision. You don't have to give the devil anything because help is on the way. It's out there somewhere. Help is on the way. There's somebody that can teach you how to talk right. Help is on the way. There's somebody out there to teach you how to love right. Help It's on the way. It's out there somewhere. Help is on the way. There's an army of folks, not just one or two, but there's an army of folks out there. So open your eyes today, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fall to the duke of the devil. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Not only is the Lord's army on the way, but the King himself is on the way. I say the King himself is on the way. When you read your Bible, you'll find out that King Saul heard about this. And at this time, King Saul had just been anointed as king. So he wasn't really operating yet as king. But there was a crisis that came. And this was the crisis that brought out the best in him. The Bible said the Holy Ghost came upon him. And when the Holy Ghost came upon Saul, he just didn't get sad, but he got mad. He got so mad that he had to do something. Let me tell you, that's one way you know when the Holy Ghost done came up on you. The Holy Ghost just don't make you happy, but the Holy Ghost can make you so mad that you got to step out and you're going to do something for the Lord. Saul, he was so mad. Saul went and got two oxen and chopped them all up, passed them out throughout all of Israel. And he said, any man that don't come to the battlefield and fight, this is what's going to happen to him. Just like I chopped up those oxen, I'm going to chop him up. So you see why he got 300,000 men and 30,000 men. They didn't want to be no ground beef for nobody. Because he had the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God gave him the battle plan. And he began to divide those men into three groups and had one group over here, one group over here, one group over there. And they began to attack them on all sides. And they started at the beginning of the day. And by lunchtime, when it got really, really hot, they was just about done with the job. And the Bible says they basically turned them every which way but loose. Because the Bible says when those men did get away, those that got away, not two of them ran together. Lord have mercy. See, help was on the way. Saul was able to do that because he had some help in the Holy Spirit. In the same way, ladies and gentlemen, you got some help is on the way. Means you don't have to let the devil disable you because help is on the way. You don't have to let him disqualify you because help is on the way. You don't have to let him discourage you because help is on the way. Just like they had a king back then, you got a king right now. Your king is coming. But your king is greater than they king. Your king is greater than King Saul. Your king is greater than King David. Your king is greater than King Solomon. Because your king is the King of Kings. And your Lord is the Lord of all lords. And he can do everything but fail. Somebody said he's a doctor and ain't never lost a patient. He's a lawyer and ain't never lost a case. But he's a warrior and he ain't never lost a battle. Who is that man? His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Help today, ladies and gentlemen, is on the way. I heard him say, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house is many mansions. I'm going there, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'm coming again. And I'm going to receive you to myself, that where I am, there you can be there also. Help is on the way. Jesus told his disciples, I won't leave you comfortless, but I'll send you a comforter. Who's the comforter? He's the Holy Ghost. That word comforter means paraclete, one who has been summoned by the high call of God to walk beside you, to talk to you, and lead you in the way of righteousness. Help, ladies and gentlemen, is on the way. Paul says when he come, that every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Help is on the way. David said, I'll lift my eyes unto the hills from whence come my help. My help come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel shall not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all that's evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. Help is on the way. Don't bag up today. Don't give up. Don't throw the towel in. Help is on the way. That's why the songwriter said, my eyes have seen the coming of the glory of the Lord. He has trampled out the vintage where the grapes are wrapped and stored. He has loosed his terrible and lightning sword. His truth shall march on. Oh, he has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He has summoned the hearts of men around the judgment seat. Oh, be swift to answer him, my soul. Be jubilee my feet, because our God is marching on. So, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I say glory, hallelujah. If you know Jesus today, you ought to say glory, hallelujah. If he have ever helped you today, you ought to say glory, hallelujah. If he done came to your rescue, you ought to stand up and testify and tell somebody that help is on the way. Help is on the way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. We praise you today. Thank you, Lord. The devil trying to disable the men. He's trying to disgrace men, make us the blame for everything. He's trying to discourage the men. Let them know, Lord, don't fall into that pity party trap. They don't have to sit around and drink their lives away in a pity party. There's some help. You got some people out there that have come to their rescue in time of need. And you will even come through the power of the Holy Ghost that can take nobodies and make us into somebodies. So help us today. Help every one of these men today to be an able man. For we are able because you able. You said in your words, you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond all we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You put the power in us. So help us to rely on the Holy Ghost. We thank you, we praise you, in Jesus' name.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinthebook.com. Again, that is alookinthebook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.